What's the matter? What is it?
It's another thing from Nick Carter, master detective.
Yes, it's another case for that most famous of all manhunters, the detective whose ability at solving crime is unequaled in the history of detective fiction. Nick Carter, master detective, presented by the three great home brighteners, Linex clear gloss, Linex cream polish, and Linex self-polishing wax, created by Acme.
Nick Carter and the mystery of the opera singer's dog.
In just a moment, we'll hear how Nick Carter solves the mystery of the murder on Mad Mountain by Nick and Patsy in a train which is crossing the hump of Mad Mountain in a raging blizzard.
This is a pretty thrilling experience, Nick, riding over the mountain in a blizzard like this. We're just as snug and cozy inside the train here as if we were in our own home.
It may be thrilling, Patsy, but it's pretty dangerous, too.
Dangerous? What's dangerous about it?
Well, up here on Mad Mountain, there's always the danger of a snowslide sweeping down on us and pushing the whole train down into the canyon. Or we could run into extra heavy drifts and get stalled. In fact, that's where Mad Mountain got its name, from the trouble it's always caused the railroad.
Well, I don't care. I'm enjoying it just the same.
Wonder how much behind schedule we are.
Here comes the conductor. I'll ask him. Oh, conductor?
Sure.
How late are we going to be?
Well, I can't tell you, miss. Depends on how long this storm keeps up.
Hey, conductor. Didn't you used to be on the New York to Miami run of the Penzi about 10 years ago?
Yes, it did. Left there 11 years ago next March.
I thought so. I used to ride with you often in those days. Is your name Bonner? Robert Bonner?
It's got quite a memory. Sure, I'm Robert Bonner, but I don't remember you.
Detective trained mind to remember names and faces, Mr. Bonner. Nick's a great one for that.
Nick? You don't mean you're Nick Carter?
Guilty in the first degree.
Well, don't that beat all. After 11 years, I would say, Mr. Carter, I'm sort of glad you're riding with us this trip.
You want me to help you find the tracks again if the train runs off them?
It ain't the blizzard I was thinking of, bad as it is. That opera star we got hitched on the rear of the train.
You mean that private car we saw at the terminal belongs to a real opera star? Who is she?
Her name's Pauline Hall, and she's a stuck-up, highfalutin queen of them all.
Well, why are you worried about her?
Well, after we hitched her car on, I went back to see if everything was okay. Orders, you know.
Sure, I know.
Well, out she comes, wearing more jewels than the Russian royal family. She waves her hand at me and she says, "Conductor, please see that no one is permitted to enter my car at all. I'm not to be disturbed before we get to Sacramento in the morning." A fuzzy little chow dog of hers stands there blinking at me, collar around his neck studded with diamonds.
Well, a chow is a high-class dog, Mr. Bonner.
And then, as if there ain't enough trouble for me trying to keep everything straight around here with a blizzard blowing down my neck, I get this telegram from the chief. Says I gotta take care of the dame and her sparklers as if they were my own. Says the stuff she's carrying is worth about $100,000 cash.
That's a lot of jewels to be lying around loose.
Yeah, maybe she won't be disturbed in Sacramento in the morning either if that dumb engineer of ours don't use more sand. We was an hour behind crawling up the other side. Now we ain't even crawling.
Why, Nick, we stopped. We aren't moving at all now.
Sounds as if we're in trouble.
Yes, sir. We are in trouble. Engineer's whistling for a flagman. You've got to get him out fast. Won't he like that on a night like this?
What do you need a flagman for up here in the mountains?
Well, the second section of this train's right behind us. And this snow, she could plow right into us before she knew we were here. Hey, Carney, wake up, you.
Oh, what's the matter now, boss?
Get your flag and get going. We're stuck.
Oh, look, on a night like this...
There's no time to argue, Carney. Now, you get ready and start on your way back. And you'll be sure to get back a full half mile, too, before you set up your flares. Be watching. Shake it up.
I suppose I've got to climb out and wait around that opera star's car. She won't let me go through.
You bet she won't. When you go by her car, don't cuss so loud you wake her up either. I don't want to be hauled on the carpet for disturbing her nibs.
Snow must be up to my waist by this time.
Yes, and watch out you don't fall over into the canyon. There ain't much room to spare between the track and the edge of that cliff, you know.
Of all the doggone dirty jobs on a railroad, this being a place.
He doesn't look very happy.
No, and I ain't very happy either. That doddering old throttle pusher up there in the cab was a real he-man. We wouldn't be stopping for a little snow. Well, ain't nothing to do now but wait. Hope the second section don't jam into us.
What's the engineer trying to do now, Bob?
Yeah, sounds like he's signaling to the other section. horses. That dumb flag man of mine set the flares going like I told him to. They ought to stop the rest of this drag. Then there wouldn't be no need for all that tooting and whistling.
Well, why don't you look and see if you can see the flares, Mr. Bonner?
Huh?
They'd certainly show up across the snow. Now that it's stopped snowing.
Well, that's just what I'm going to do. You want to come, Mr. Carter?
Wait till I get my coat on and I'll be right with you.
You ready, Mr. Carter? And take a look out the platform to have the car here. Now, watch out while I open up here. There we are.
Hey, mighty cold out here. Must be near zero.
Yeah, very near. Hey, that's the other section, Mr. Carter, and they got the signal.
Well, that takes care of that. Hey, wait a minute. Whoa, what's that?
Good gosh, it sounds like... It is. That's an avalanche.
Look out. Sounds like a big slide.
Yes, sir.
That was awful close. Too close for comfort.
Yes, sir, indeed. Missed us, though. Went right by us.
Well, what about the flagman? You suppose that he might have been...
Carney. He must have been right in the path. I better see if he...
I'll go with you. Sure. Come on.
Now, once you step along this edge of the canyon, Mr. Carter, 1,000 feet drop to the state highway at the bottom...
Don't worry. I'm watching.
And look at the queen's car here. Not a light in it. Not a peep out of the old girl. I'd have thought the noise of that slide would have woken the dead.
Didn't you say she had a maid and a porter with her, too? Funny they're not awake.
Yeah. Probably she's got them both scared. Don't dare make a sound while she's asleep. The dog, too. Didn't hear a peep out of him, either.
Hey, Bob, look ahead there.
Yeah.
That slide cleared off a place about a quarter mile wide.
Missed it. Only missed us by about 100 yards.
Wait a minute. I've got my flashlight here. Let me see if we can see anything of Carney anywhere.
Thanks, Mr. Carter. There ain't no use looking for him. Not after that.
Hey, listen.
I don't hear nothing.
There it is again. And it's down there over the edge of the canyon.
Here, flash your light down there. See if it...
I can't see a thing. Must have... Hey, Bob, look there. The flagman.
Carney.
Yes. Caught on that little tree down there. Must be 50 feet down the side of the slope.
What's he doing down there?
He must have slipped and fallen over the edge on his way back.
Yeah, but hey, that's not Carney making that noise.
No, it isn't, but I can't see anything else down there that's making it.
Yeah, no wonder they named this Mad Mountain.
Now, go get a couple of porters and some rope.
All right.
We'll have to get Carney out of there quick if he's still alive.
Now,
give me a hand to the body.
Mr. Carter, is he dead?
Yes, he broke his neck when he fell.
Ah, oh, poor Carney. And he's a long ride we've had together.
You two porters, stay here with the body for a bit.
Yes.
Bob, you and I have a job to do. Come on, quick.
Job? What do you mean? Where are you going?
If it's what I think it is, we've got a real job on our hands. You got a key to the Queen's private car?
The Queen? Well, no. What do you want that for?
You know what I found down there when I was getting Carney's body?
No, I ain't got any idea.
Well, that chow dog of hers is caught in a clump of bushes just below where Carney was.
Yeah?
The dog was doing that crying we heard before. He stopped now.
Yeah, I'll bet that darn dog got out of the car and chased Carney, and Carney fell over the edge trying to get away from him.
Certainly hope you're right, Bob, but I don't think so.
Well, what do you think did happen then?
I'll tell you in a minute. Here's the end of the Queen's car.
Yeah.
Maybe I've got a key that'll fit this door. No, they have a special lock on it. I can't wait to take it now. Watch out.
Hey, we can't go busting into private cars like that.
We can this time. Now I can unlock it from the inside.
Well, what do you think you're going to find in here?
Come on in. Shut the door.
All right. I don't see what...
Look here, Bob. Look.
Huh? Hey, what are those stains on the rug there? Oh. That ain't... Hey, what's that?
I came from in here.
Well, that's her porter all tied up.
Yes. And he's been drugged, too.
Well, I don't understand.
I thought so. See there?
Oh, look at all that blood.
Yes. And the Queen put up quite a struggle for her life. But she lost.
Well, I'll say there was a fight here. Look at this room. Everything upside down.
Yes. Everything valuable gone. Nothing left but some toilet articles. Where's the maid's compartment?
It's over here. Oh, gosh almighty.
She's dead, too. Strangled to death, looks like.
Those purple marks around her neck couldn't mean anything else. Oh, what a smell.
What is it, Mr. Carter? It smells like perfume.
Yeah, see that? Broken perfume bottle. Got smashed in the struggle. Smell is so strong, it's sickening.
Oh, I'm going to catch it for this.
What's in the other compartment?
I wouldn't know. I just hope it ain't more bodies.
Well, we'll see. Aha, just as I suspected. See those cigarette burns on the dresser and the empty bottles? Two men hid in here, waited until the time was right, then killed the queen and her maid and stole the jewels.
How do you know there was two men?
Two different brands of cigarettes here.
Oh, yeah. Where do you suppose they got aboard?
Probably hid in here before the car left the junction.
Well, do you suppose they're still on the train?
See if the front door of the car is unlocked.
Oh, sure, sure. Yes, Mr. Carter, it's not locked.
Well, they probably went out that way, and they're somewhere on the train now. Bob, they must have figured that nobody went into this car before it reached Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
They were all set to drop off at one of the way stations before that. But undoubtedly, the snow slide interfered with their plans. And in this deep snow, there's no place they could go without being in danger of their lives.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I feel sure they're still on the train.
Well, can you find any clues to tell us who they are?
Well, I hope so.
Well, could you take some fingerprints, maybe?
It would take too long to fingerprint everybody in the train. No, we've got to find some other way to do it.
Yes, but how?
I don't know yet, but I think I have an idea.
Well, what do we do now?
Bring Carney's body in here. Let the passengers think he was killed in the slide, but don't let them know he was murdered.
Murdered? You say Carney was murdered, too? I thought you said his neck was broken.
It was, but the back of his head was crushed in, too. And that was no accident.
Oh, poor Carney.
That would lead me to believe that there might have been trouble here in the Queen's car. Bob, as I see it, the chow made trouble for the killers when they started their work. So they took it outside to get rid of it, but they ran into Carney.
Uh-huh.
They killed him and threw him and the dog into the canyon. And so long as the killers think that Carney and the dog are both dead, we'll let them keep on thinking so. At least until I can rescue that chow.
Are you crazy, Mr. Carter? That mud ain't worth risking your neck for.
No. I have an idea. Maybe he can tell us who the killers are.
Oh, what the heck? Chows can't talk.
I have an idea. Maybe this one can't. At least I'm going to find out anyway.
Nick thinks he can make the chow talk, at least enough to tell him who killed the opera singer and stole her jewels. Will the dog still be alive by the time he can get down to rescue it? And will it tell him what he wants to know? We'll see in just a moment. And now back to our story. We left Nick planning to rescue the dead opera singer's dog, which is caught on a bush on the side of the canyon, in the hopes that it might some way reveal the identity of the murderers of his mistress.
But where did Nick go, Mr. Bonner?
He wouldn't even tell me, Miss Bowen, and he just told me to come to the baggage car, get all the extra rope we have, and wait till he got back.
Now, I wish he wouldn't try to rescue that dog tonight. It's too dangerous in the dark on a freezing night like this.
I tried to tell him that, but he wouldn't listen to me. Just said that the dog was going to help him find the killers. Crazy talk.
Perhaps it isn't so crazy, Mr. Bonner. Nick has a way of knowing what he's talking about, but I wish you would...
Have that rope for me, Bob.
Look, Mr. Carter, now why don't you let me take the baggage and mail crews and search the train for these killers?
That'll be useless, Bob. Those crooks are only two out of several hundred people on this train. How could you tell them from the others?
Well, I...
Furthermore, once you let the passengers know there have been two murders on this train, you'll see what happens.
Oh, gosh, Nick, you're right. We might have a panic on our hands.
I guess you're right, but I don't like it just the same, risking your neck for a fool dog.
I like dogs, and this one's hurt and probably freezing by now.
Nick, what were you doing in the train just now? I thought you said you weren't going to try to spot the killers.
I wasn't, Patsy. Not exactly.
Well, then what were you doing?
Looking for something.
Well, did you find...
Maybe. We'll see you later. I'll be let to have that rope.
You sure you don't want me to come with you?
No, you stay here. I don't want any of the train crew or passengers to know what's going on.
Okay, whatever you say.
If Mr. Bonner's not going with you, I am.
Well, now that the storm is over, I guess it's safe enough. But you better dress warmly, Patsy. It's mighty cold out.
Well, look, Nick, there's an extra trainman's outfit here. That's heavy enough. Could I use that, Mr. Bonner?
Sure, if you can get into it.
I can get into it, all right, with plenty left over.
Patsy, I want to get that dog while he's still alive. Hurry up, will you? Let's get going. Well, I'm glad that wind died down. Not quite so cold now.
That's right. Is this where you found the basement? Oh, yes, I can see the marks in the snow. Is the dog here too, Nick?
Yes, Patsy. He was caught in a small bush just below where the brakeman was.
How are you going to get down to him?
I'm going to tie this larger rope to the rail here, if I can find it under this snow.
Oh.
Yes, here it is.
That should be enough, that hole.
Yeah.
Now, I'll let myself down the side of the canyon with it.
Mm-hmm.
You keep hold of this smaller rope. When I've tied the dog to it, you pull it up.
Okay.
I can climb back up the other rope myself.
It's a good thing we have the headlights and the locomotive on the second section to help us. Gosh, it's bright.
Yes, even though it's at least a half mile down the track, it's light enough for us to see by. All right, are you ready?
Gee, Nick, suppose your hand gets so cold you can't pull yourself back up.
Don't worry, they won't, Patsy. I'll be getting enough exercise, so I'll keep warm. It's you I'm worried about. Are you warm enough?
Well, sure, this outfit I've got on keeps all the cold out. I'm okay.
All right, then, I'm off. I'll let you know as soon as I'm ready to have the dog pulled up.
I'll be waiting. Take care of yourself, Nick.
I'm all right.
Careful, Nick.
Now, here he is, Patsy, and he's still alive.
Oh, good.
Oh, poor little fella. All right, steady, Belle. We'll have you up where it's nice and warm in no time. There we are. Now, just put this little rope around your belly. Yeah. Hold your head. Now, I'll tie it around your forelegs so it won't slip. Yeah. I don't want to lose you now. You're too valuable to me.
You ready, Nick?
Just a minute. Take it easy, will you? You'll be all right. There we are. Now we'll have a nice ride. All right, pull him up, Patsy. Careful.
Okay, coming on.
I'll just pull myself up with you so I can keep my eye on you and be sure you won't slip out of the rope. Don't fight it, boy. Don't fight it. Easy now, easy.
You okay, Nick?
Yes, we're both coming along. All right.
Oh, the poor little fellow. He must be frozen.
He probably is. There. I'm not too warm myself.
All right, boy.
You untie him, will you, while I get this rope off the track?
Okay.
Yeah, take it easy, pup.
Yeah,
I don't blame you for being mad. I'm mad, too.
All right, now. All right. There you are. Can you stand up? Oh, Nick, do you suppose any of his bones are broken?
I hope not. Here, let me see. Oh, I think he's just suffering from exposure. He's hardly more than a pup.
Well, I'll carry him back to the dining car. We'll get the chef to fix him something hot.
Some good hot milk with a little brandy in it ought to make him feel like a new dog. And something hot wouldn't hurt us, either. Come on.
Yeah,
and
the
rub
down you gave him.
Oh,
what are you trying to do
now? Let me have that small piece of rope with it. I want to make a leash for it.
You're not going to take that poor pup out for a walk, are you?
Take him out? No. Take him for a walk? Yes.
But why?
Patsy, have you forgotten we're on the trail of two murderers?
Of course not, Nick, but...
It's not much of a leash, but I think it'll serve the purpose. All right, Bob, you ready?
I sure am ready for anything, but... Would you like some trouble?
You might. We'll know pretty quick now.
May I come to me?
Not this time, Patsy. Just wait here and cross your fingers for luck.
Okay. Where are you going?
To the smoking compartment of the first car. I want to show the dog something. Easy now, Bob. The smoking compartment's just ahead here.
Okay.
Quiet, boy, quiet. You'll get your chance in just a minute.
Well, I remember back some 20 years ago. We were held up in for 4 days in a slide on a railroad up in Canada.
Yeah. Somebody's always been where it's worse than it is now.
I'm going to let the dog loose when we get to the door of the compartment.
Mm-hmm.
I'll follow him in, and you stay back
on me. I don't want to seem to brag. I was just going to say...
All right, shut up. It's bad enough now without you making it worse.
Hey, Bob, you hear that? Yeah, but what? Quiet. I'm letting him loose.
Of course, if you don't want to.
Way down. Button your left.
You ready, Bob?
Yeah.
All right, here goes. We stay here until
Some
I say
guys
so.
Guys just can't keep their trap shut when they're...
Take him off, you will you? Take him off, you little mutt.
Oh, welcome, my brother.
Get out of the way, Pete. I can't put up hitting you.
Oh, please, Betty. Get him off me, will you?
Come on, Bob. All right, you two, get your hands up, quick.
Get this dog off me.
Got that gun, Mike? Drop it.
Okay.
Get the dog, Bob.
Come on, fella. Steady now. Now, he won't hurt you. That's the idea.
Get your hands up, now.
You ain't got no right to come in here that way.
Don't try to get your gun, or I'll let you have it right.
I got my hands up.
That's better. I don't like shooting. All right, Bob, take the guns away from them.
Yeah.
Be sure you get all of them, and see what else they have on them at the same time.
Sure, Mr. Carter, sure. I'll give them a good going over.
Carter, you ain't Nick Carter.
I certainly am.
Wouldn't you know, Pete? We pull a job way up here in the mountains, and Nick Carter has to be on the train.
Oh, shut up. He ain't got nothing on us, nothing.
No, I think I have plenty.
Prove it. You want to search us?
Found anything interesting, Bob?
Nope, nothing. Just these three guns. Nothing else.
Hey, you say, we ain't done nothing. I told you, you got no right.
You and your pal murdered the opera singer and her maid in the private car tonight. You slugged the brakeman and threw him over the cliff. You stole all the singer's jewels. You call that nothing?
Ah, this guy's nuts, Pete.
Yeah.
Go on up closer, copper. But get me a doctor first, will you? My leg's all bent up. Look, I'm bleeding.
I'll get you a doctor after I get your confession.
We don't know nothing about it, do we, Mike?
No, we don't know a thing. It wasn't even there.
All right, very well. We'll all sit right here and wait until you two decide to give us the information we want.
All right, Flatfoot, sit. You can wait till next year, but you won't learn nothing from us.
Okay. I'll wait.
Now, look, copper, I gotta get a doctor.
Hey, Bob.
Huh?
You know how quick hydrophobia sets in after a dog bite?
Well, no, I don't. Pretty quick, I think.
Let's see, if I remember correctly, there's no cure for it after it does set in, is there?
Sure, I don't believe there is. No cure.
Oh. How long would you say it is since the dog bit Pete here?
It must be about 10 minutes now, I'd say.
Just 10 minutes, huh? And it only takes hydrophobia about 5 minutes.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell him and give me a doctor.
You'll get a doctor when I get your confession.
Okay. Well, we killed him, Mike and me. We hit the old dame's car before I left the yard.
Where are the jewels?
We made a bundle out of them and threw them clear off the cliff down near the state road at the bottom. Get me a doctor, will you? I'm dying.
You're not dying. Not yet.
Yeah, I am. I got hydrophobia, sure. Get a doc, will
you're
you?
You're a fool. You can't get hydrophobia from a dog bite unless the dog has hydrophobia before he bites you.
Huh?
And this dog is as clean and healthy as a dog could be. You're no more danger from those bites than I am.
You mean I ain't gonna get sick from the bites?
Not in the slightest.
Hey, tricked us!
A dirty double-crossing right out of...
You ought to keep quiet. Bob.
Yeah.
See if you can find a doctor. And take the dog back to Patsy. He's done a good night's work. And bring some rope to tie up these cheap thugs.
Sure, Mr. Cutter. Come on, Pooch. Come on, fella. Come on.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Carter.
Why, yes. Hey, where are you?
I'm here under this seat. Is it safe to come out now?
Yes, indeed. Come on out and join the party.
Thank you. It's much more comfortable out here.
Yes.
Mr. Carter, may I ask you a question?
Why, certainly. Go right ahead.
How did you know these were the men who killed somebody?
Very simple. When I walked through the train a while ago, I noticed that the tobacco smoke in this compartment was scented heavily with perfume. Perfume these thugs got spilled on them when a bottle of perfume broke in the opera singer's car during the fight.
Oh, that is wonderful, Mr. Carter. Wonderful.
Well, I couldn't be absolutely positive just on the perfume. And I couldn't know which of the 6 men in the compartment were the ones I wanted. And knowing that the men were armed, I had to be sure.
Yes, of course.
So I brought the dog in here, knowing that a chow would never stop hating the men who killed his mistress. And he supplied me with the additional evidence I needed. Then it was a very simple matter, as you heard, to get their confession.
And the jewels, will you get those too?
I shall notify the state police as soon as I can contact them. The snow slides and the marks I made going down the side of the cliff after the dog will mark the place closely enough.
That's wonderful. That dog's a smart dog, isn't he?
Well, a lot smarter than these two crooks. He'll never go to the electric chair. That's more than I can say for them.